What I'd like to look at today with you, if it's possible, is actuality. What is the actual circumstance? What is the actual fact of our life? Now, to understand this, to see this, it's a bit like looking at you. I can't see you, actually. You're dark and there's light in my eyes. And I'm sitting in a big chair up here. And somehow I have to see all that circumstance to understand anything about who and what I am. If I forget and I think that I'm in this chair, on this stage, because I am different than you, or in a particular condition or state, which is important, then I'll begin to build a reality around that. And I'll lose the contact with what is actual. So, to tell one story, because I'm not a storyteller and it's hard to follow a storyteller, it is like the story of the raven sitting on the branch, doing nothing. The rabbit comes along and says, "That looks very nice to do nothing. Can I do that?" And the raven says, "Sure." And so the rabbit sits and tries doing nothing. Of course, the fox comes along and eats the rabbit. And the moral is, to do nothing, you have to sit high on a branch. And so, there's a distinct advantage in the doing nothing game to being in the big chair on the stage. But the fact is that we don't have that opportunity, really, in a real life. And so part of contact with actuality is to embody what we speak of, what we experience, what we feel, into a life. So while I may be sitting in this chair and you may be sitting down there, this does not describe a life. It doesn't describe the embodiment of what we talk about and what presumably we're here for. This creation of reality, even in this place, even as we sit here, trying to see clearly, or not trying, or trying to not try, even here, we create the ideas that generate reality. Is it possible to see directly what we are? Are we, in fact, this sense of location, this sense of placement, this subject which looks out at objects? Is that what we are? This is what thought generates each time it arises. It generates the subject and the object, the me and the you. That's the nature of thought. Not as something which is bad, but just what it is. As we think that I am and you are. And this sense of location creates reality. And in that sense of location comes the sense of separation. And now this conflict, this sense of me and you, this sense of separation, looks for its own resolution. Having created separation, it looks for completion. And out of this is born all of these attempts, the philosophies, the spiritualities, the religion, the processes. Because thought also creates, in creating location, creates time. In separation, it creates time, and in time, there's process, and in process, there's getting someplace. Someplace that's different, better, improved, greater than. Someplace where that resolution that we need because we create the separation resides. So doing nothing doesn't refer to sitting in a big chair or being a special person. Doing nothing refers to the illusion that there's something to do about the dilemma that thought creates. That through something, some experience, some process, we are going to come to completion when the fragmentation is only the creation of thought. Can you see this directly in yourself now? It's just words, clever words, important words, words raised on a platform surrounded by flowers, words. It's still just words. Where do we find this resolution? This looks like a pretty experienced crowd here. So we have certainly looked for it in all the right places, and probably a few wrong places too. Is it in a place? Is it in an experience? Is there some experience which will resolve this conflict? Is it in an experience of expansion, of stillness, of focus? Is it the experience of heart or power? The unfortunate fact is that with every experience, however expansive, however sublime, there is an experiencer. And the experiencer, this creation of thought, this fundamental separation, creates conflict in the most sublime experience. Now, can we be radically honest with ourselves and see this one thing? Are we looking for an experience? When we come to a place such as this, are we coming for something? And what is it? What is the experience that we look for? And if that experience begins to occur as I speak, do we say, I like this man? And if that experience does not occur, then we say, well, I don't like him so much. Do we sort our life based on what we like and don't like? In fact, are we in contact with the life around us, or are we simply sorting it based on these interpretations, these experiences? Right now, as you sit here, is the experience good or bad? Do you like it or not like it? Can we see this as agitation, this sorting, this struggling as agitation. And if we walk away from this drive for experience, then what's left? Right now.